President Trump, First Lady Welcome Royals to White House. By Nick Gilbertson on April 27, 2026. Washington, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump welcomed King Charles III and Queen Camilla to the White House on Monday afternoon. The President and First Lady greeted the royals on the South Lawn and posed for a photo opportunity before heading into the White House. Upon entering, the White House told reporters the couple would have tea on the state floor. From there, the First Lady and the President will give the royal couple a tour of the White House beehive. The White House unveiled the First Lady's newly expanded beehive, located on the South Lawn near the White House kitchen, on Friday. After the beehive tour, the King and Queen will depart the White House for the day. The royal couple arrived at Joint Base Andrews earlier Monday and were greeted with a military honor guard, as Breitbart News noted. The U.S. Air Force ceremonial band delivered renditions of both countries' national anthems before the royals were motorcaded to Washington, D.C. As Breitbart News reported. In the coming days, the Trump family are to welcome the royals to the White House for the official state banquet. The apex of the visit, where President Trump and King Charles will exchange speeches, as they did in Windsor Castle last year. King Charles has also been invited to address a joint session of Congress, as his late mother Queen Elizabeth II did in 1991. King Charles is also expected to travel to New York and meet Mayor Zoran Mamdani for a September 11 memorial event on Wednesday. The visit comes just hours after an apparent assassination attempt against President Trump and senior members of his executive team. As reported, the security services of both countries held last-minute meetings in the wake of the attack to ensure the trip could still go ahead. President Trump has praised King Charles as brave for deciding to not cancel. The state visit follows Trump's visit to Windsor Castle in September,